Text messages show woman now accusing Herschel Walker of paying for abortion was supportive of his campaign earlier this year. By Ashley Oliver on October 8, 2022. The woman who claimed Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker paid for her abortion in 2009 was friendly with Walker's wife and supported his campaign as recently as May, text messages reveal. Breitbart News obtained screenshots of messages from May between Walker's accuser and the candidate's wife, Julie. The messages, first reported by NBC on Friday, suggest the woman, who would later go to the left-wing Daily Beast with claims against Herschel, had entirely different sentiments about his Senate bid when his campaign kicked off after the May Republican primary. On May 24, the day Herschel, a Georgia football legend, was expected to handily win the primary, the woman texted Julie, "Good luck tonight. Don't think you guys will need it, though." Read the exchanges below. Julie replied, feeling stressed. The woman wrote, "Don't be. Just enjoy it. Praying for you guys." Julie typed back, "Thank you, Herschel really loves our country." The woman assured Julie, "He'll do great and you will keep him focused. Proud of you guys. Wishing nothing but the best for you tonight." Once Walker clinched the win, the woman texted Julie, "Congratulations." Several other messages in the days leading up to that exchange reveal that the accuser, who the Daily Beast reported Wednesday as the mother of one of Walker's four children, appeared to have a friendship with Julie and spoke regularly about the child. Recent text messages between the two on Friday, reported in NBC and the Daily Beast, indicate a now-severed relationship between the two women. The woman claiming to have had the abortion, a registered Democrat, provided messages to the Daily Beast showing she asked Julie on Friday, "Did you know Herschel paid for my abortion the first time? Or that he told me it wasn't the right time to have, redacted name?" The woman added in reference to a New York Times report on Friday in which the woman claimed Herschel unsuccessfully urged her to abort her son in 2012. Julie responded to the woman, "This makes me incredibly sad. You know I have continually tried to bridge a better relationship between you and Herschel," putting, redacted name, first. Herschel, who has long been outspokenly pro-life, told NBC on Friday that the woman has been angry at me for years and it is very difficult. She's a big, big advocate for abortion rights, she's said that. Herschel has denied the allegation that he paid for an abortion, repeatedly calling it a flat-out lie. The woman's dramatic change in tune, making deeply personal claims about Herschel and their alleged abortion to both the Daily Beast and the Times, as well as providing the outlets with various texts and receipts to corroborate her story, comes after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, a monumental decision that provoked celebration from the pro-life movement and outrage from those who are pro-abortion. The details in NBC's report on Friday indicate the woman first became hostile toward Julie around July 7, after a report about Walker having four children surfaced in the Daily Beast in June and in the immediate aftermath of the Supreme Court ruling. The Daily Beast also waited to publish the abortion story until the first Monday in October, despite having information about it for at least several weeks. The news drop occurred at a critical time in Herschel's competitive race against incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA. The race is one of just a handful in the country that could determine which party controls the U.S. Senate next year, and polls, including one taken entirely after the Monday report, show the two candidates are in a dead heat. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.